This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Dori Nutt. Today on the Sundial Writers Corner, we feature three winners of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest. The first young writer, Cecilia Pullman, wrote this poem while she was a senior at Bob Jones High School. Just this week, Cecilia embarked on her college career at Mercer University in Georgia, where she'll take part in their Great Books program.
Tomato. It was May when the first small green orbs appeared, swelling out of withered brown flowers. We licked our lips through June, imagining that sweet red fruit prepared in a million different ways, savoring every last drop of imagined juice that we sucked from our fingers in dreams. When the temperature was 100 million degrees, we sated ourselves with watermelon, sweet and cold, but not the same. Ice clinked in glasses as the hot breeze whispered, "Soon, soon," and dried the watermelon drips on our palms. July. We counted the days, ready to scream. We stared out the window at the raised beds, where green slowly became red and we ran outside singing hymns of praise. They were unbelievable. Two-handers, a pound each of succulent red flesh, perfect raw with a pinch of salt. The juices were better than any dream. They ran off of the cutting board and down the edge of the countertop, dripping onto the floor. We didn't care. Everything was tomato, tomato, tomato.
Our next young writer, Rachel Stoner, is a ninth grader at St. John Paul Catholic School. She received a scholarship to attend space camp this summer, and she's playing the flute in St. John Paul's brand new marching band.
Bermuda by Rachel Stoner, day 1567. As always, I press my hand against the giant glass dome. The council takes pride in the art they create outside the city, such as Amelia's plane. I remember the stories about her, but Amelia rested and died long ago with her kinder Aerister. I look up at the surface hundreds of feet above. The sun distorts as little waves flow by. I miss the sun's warmth. Missions to the mainland are rare ever since the officials discovered how to conceal our little air bubble. The last occurrence was before I arrived here. Reminded of it, I walk around the city edge, searching for the spot. There it is, sitting outside the dome. I press my hand on the cold glass, looking at my little ship. Just another piece of art. End of log.
Our final young writer today is Joshua Macri, a fifth grader at Asbury School. Besides writing poetry, he enjoys playing acoustic guitar. And as you can hear, Joshua has had it with math.
The End of the Line by Joshua Macri. You ask for my digits, but you never call. I read your texts. They're not funny at all. You have so many problems. They seem to multiply. You throw me a curve, but I try to see your points, but I must draw the line. Talking about your ex all the time. I try to be positive, but you're odd, even in your prime. The frustration is constant. You're wasting my time. You push my limits too far. You always have the right angle. The factors and unknowns twist into tangles. Please be rational. Don't be so mean. It's a slippery slope, and from what I have seen, I can sum it up neatly and break it to you. Dear math, it's over. I'm finished. We're through.
Creative poetry from HLA's young writers, Cecilia Pullman, Rachel Stoner, and Joshua Macri. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner tab of the WLRH.org webpage. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.